WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Oh, God.
I'm just excited. It's election day. It's our democracy at work.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to talk more about Election Day today. Big day. It's been all over news. I'm excited that it's Election Day for two reasons. One, I get to exercise my civic right.
Right to vote for Bob Dole.
Dob Dole. And also, too, because I'm tired of seeing stuff about it. Oh, my God.
I'm getting text messages.
Yeah, which that I don't like. This is the first time I've gotten texts saying, hey, and I don't know why.
How?
I think my dad set me up because the couple of them I got, oh, hello, and it was my dad's name. And I'm like, oh, Dad, did you put my number on stuff?
Dad, let's get your ass kicked.
Well, I wanted to sign up to win a boat.
Nice.
But, so we're going to talk more about that a little bit later on. But right now what I want to talk about, and we'll really sink our teeth into this, I was over, after I worked out the other day over at Renaissance, I went over to Azul, like I do, got myself a nice dinner, a couple shots of tequila after. It's a post-workout treat for myself. Well, while I was there, and I love it, it's one of my favorite spots.
Basically cancels out the whole workout.
It does. Well, it just, exactly. It's I didn't gain any, I didn't lose any. It's just staying even, man.
Right.
Staying even. So there was a lady with her husband there, and they were kind of over in the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having a conversation very loudly on speakerphone. Now, this conversation was not a public conversation in my mind. She was saying things that made it sound like there was family problems after the death of a family member involving money, saying that she was going to lawyer up. This was a private conversation. And this broad was having it on speakerphone in the middle of a restaurant.
Right.
And I just, like, you could tell people were, like, looking like, what the hell is going on?
It's annoying. It's so annoying.
Now, look. So here's the question for the day. Is it okay to have conversations on speakerphone in public? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
You want my opinion?
Yeah, I want your opinion.
Yeah, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think it's okay? Like, anybody who thinks it's, like, fine, like, walking around screaming into their phone. Like, are you in your own world? Are you not on Earth?
Yeah. You surrounded. Know? Did you not see the people?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to this planet Earth.
Now, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here and say, well, what's it to you? I have every right, as you do, I have every right to speak on this phone in public.
Yeah, you do, but it's about respect. And it's about being a person.
Just you know? Common decency, common courtesy. Yeah.
You know? It's like the bubble thing. You know, even though you're not in my bubble, your voice is in my bubble.
It's amazing how many times I've been out at a grocery store and someone is having a private conversation, stuff that I wouldn't dream about talking about in a grocery store, let alone on speakerphone.
Yeah, get an earpiece. Even the earpieces are kind of weird.
Well, and that bothers me, too, because people always seem to talk so much louder on earpieces for some reason. It was baffling to me. So I want to get your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
My buddy had an earpiece in the other day, and he was talking.
Hollywood!
Hollywood was on his earpiece. So I'm sitting next to him in the car. Dude, I'm serious. I had a full-blown, like, three-minute conversation with him. Because I thought he was talking to me.
Oh, really?
But he wasn't. He was talking to somebody in his earpiece.
Yeah.
And everything, like, correlated. So, like, I'm sitting there having a conversation until, like, 3 minutes into it, he looks over. He's like, you know I'm talking on the phone. I'm like, oh, my God.
It does. It causes those situations. So comment on Facebook. Let us know, is it okay to have a conversation on speakerphone in public? I want to get your take more when we come back.
Hey, all right.
Brock.
Hey, good morning. Brock Hunter. 7:44. We got some rain today. High of 52 tonight, low of 34. We'll take a full look at your forecast in just a little bit. This morning, we're talking about talking on the phone in public.
Hello?
On speakerphone.
Yes, honey. What's up?
Will you put the phone down?
How you doing? Hang on, I'm on the show. I'll call you back.
At least you're not on speakerphone.
I'll call you back. All right, hang on.
I'll call you back. Hey, I'll call you back.
Would you just give me a
What did it?
So this happened. I was out the other day at a restaurant, and a lady was having a loud private conversation on the speakerphone. And, I mean, stuff that, you know, and also, too, the language was a little, and I appreciate a good swear word.
Oh, yeah.
But know the room. Read the room, man. You know what I mean? Read the room. And also, you're sitting there talking about this lady trying to screw you over with family funds, and you're going to lawyer up, and she's not getting away with this or that. It's like, it's trashy. That's what I'm saying. It's trashy in my mind. If you're having, and I'm not saying all conversations are, but I have heard so many times people are having these private conversations.
I don't even like having a conversation not on speakerphone in front of people.
Yeah. Exactly.
I always walk away.
Walk away.
I'll walk outside.
If you know, like, hey, just give me one second. Hey, I'll call you right back. Which that's the other thing too is why do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it put silence it.
Not to mention, I can't sit still when I'm on the phone anyway. I got to pace around.
You got to walk around. And that's changed. The game changed now since we have cordless phones.
Yeah, right.
Before, you just had one small area you could cover.
I walk like 4 miles in one conversation.
We got some comments on Facebook here. Nicole says, I think it's rude AF that they do it in the work break room when others are trying to relax for 15, 30 minutes away from it all. So there you go. She doesn't like it. Rude AF. Do you know what that means? Don't say it. Let's say Dustin, he said, I love it. When they do, if I hear a question, I'll answer it as I walk on.
Yeah, nice.
And that's kind of another way. That's kind of a, what's that? What's the phrase? I can't think of it.
Eavesdropping.
No, not eavesdropping, but it's that non-confrontational. It's like a backhanded thing. I can't think of it. I'm having a hard time. Anyway, Randy said, no, it's rude. Brad said, I personally don't care if other people do. What I do hate is when people are on the phone while checking out at a store.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Are you?
I do. I try not to.
Yeah, let's go.
But,
let's go.
It is distracting. Also, too, the cashier's kind of like, you know, you are distracted. I do that because, like, I'm on the phone lots of times if I'm shopping, grocery shopping, because it's boring.
Yeah.
But I do feel, I am guilty of that.
Hey,
Brad,
Hollywood. Hey, Hollywood. Get off the phone.
Oh, at the gym, dude. Oh, when people are on their phone at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That happened not too long ago. Businessman was doing business on the treadmill.
Well, there's a chick we know that goes to the gym the whole time, and she doesn't do anything. She gets in her gym outfit. She takes pictures of herself, and literally, she sits on the bench and types on her phone the whole
doesn't
time.
Doesn't even break a sweat.
Working
out.
And people are like, what are you doing here? I mean, she's a very attractive girl.
She's working out.
No, she's not.
Working out.
It's like that new progressive ad.
I'm a model. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Elijah said, I think it's all right in open social spaces, stores, malls, parks. I think the issue for me would be when it's a more intimate space like restaurants or smaller rooms. Okay, well, so do we open it up and say, okay, it's either okay everywhere or it's not okay anywhere?
You know where it's okay? There's only one spot where it's okay for me.
In your house.
Well, yeah, in your house, I guess.
Or
maybe,
driving.
Maybe there's two. I was going to say driving.
Driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, that is good. And really should be on speakerphone when you are driving.
Yeah, you should be.
Because you don't have the phone up to your head. It's less of a distraction.
Right.
I don't know. Most people can't drive anyways, let alone talk. Edward said, who cares? Conversations are public when face-to-face, no difference. If it's that private, use Messenger or texting. Well, that's what I mean, though. But even then, though, too, I think if you're having a loud conversation, that's really kind of, I think, rude, too.
I guess I'm more surprised that people are calling each other still.
What do you do? Is everything okay?
You know? Why'd you call me?
That's all you needed? All right. Only call me if grandma dies. Click hang up. Let's see.
Jeez, man.
Janet said, yes, I'm mostly deaf and I have it on speakerphone to hear. Guess my disability makes me a self-absorbed douche canoe. I didn't say it, Janet. Right. You did. You did.
And you know what, Janet? Just a heads up, you can hear the conversation better if you just put it up to your ear.
That's what Janet, I'm not saying anything about your disability, but I'm just a little tip. I'm very hard of hearing too in my right ear, and it's easier to hear when it's right up on my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's got like a really good speaker on that phone. What kind of phone do you have, Janet?
The jitterbug. The jitterbug. You know, like get an earpiece, Janet.
Yeah,
you know,
earpiece is right in your ear.
Boom.
It's right there.
It's a nice thing.
So I'm not calling you a douche canoe, Janet. You do douche canoey things. Does that count? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Rockin' Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. Every vote counts. You know what we need to vote on? What needs to be on the ballot?
I think there actually is a Donnelly out.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to win. He's going to win for sure. Governor-elect. There needs to be on a on the ballot whether or not it should be allowed to talk on your phone, on speakerphone.
Speakerphone or not? I vote no.
Are you a decent human being? No, I'm not. All right, you can do it. So, yeah, we got some great calls. I don't know if there's a right answer to this. You know, should we be allowed to have conversations on speakerphone in public?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, keep it private.
Read
the
room.
I don't
want
to listen to your
Read the room. Yeah, and just sometimes I'm like, God, I have just, there's stuff I would never talk about. And I've heard people have some straight up, like, some Jerry Springer type conversations.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's out there for the world. I guess you don't care.
Just screaming at each other on the phone.
Yeah, it's insane.
Imagine back in the day, remember those Nextel phones? The speakerphone on that was like having a DJ speaker in your hand, man. Things were so loud.
Was that the one that
flip phone, the Nextel two-way?
Yeah, where you it was like a walkie-talkie.
Put
it was
the
a
speaker on that thing. Yeah. Good God,
it was for construction workers.
All right.
Yeah. When I'm on my backhoe, I need to hear you.
You got to hear it over the jackhammer.
That's right.
You know
what? Hold on. But yeah, so I don't. It's weird to me, man. That's just how I am.
Yeah. Let's just stick to texting like we have been.
Yeah, no more forms of it. I don't want to hear anybody.
You get so much more done talking on the phone.
I left a voicemail the other day with my mom. Yeah. It was her birthday, so I called her, sang her happy birthday, left her a nice voicemail.
Yeah.
Nice little gift for her.
There you go.
Yeah. I like calling people. It's easier.
It is easier.
I can't tell you how many times I've given Kiki the phone to text for me because I'm just so slow at it. So just call. But if you do call, don't put me on speakerphone. I'm not going to put you on speakerphone. If you're around a lot of people, whisper maybe.
Keep it private.
Keep it decent, you douche canoes. Don't be a douche canoe. Rock 107.